give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church Valcarron. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Pastor Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. This is Jeff Edwards, and thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. You know, 2018, here we are going into the year believing God for incredible things for your life. You know, all across this great network and around the world, we want to encourage you that 2018 can be the year that you have waited for to see the manifestation of the fullness of the goodness of God in your life. In 2018, we are declaring the prophetic word that my father in the faith that is laid forth for 2018, and he said that it would be days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. He said then this, continue to preach and teach and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. Why? It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their life. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me in my word. And I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf even now, and that they shall triumph, and that they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough, and I am still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to him, saith the Lord. I want you to declare this right now, that this is my year of breakthrough, of breaking through into the glory, the presence and the power and the glory of my God, of breaking through into the days of flourishing and the days of abounding. I want you to declare it over your life right now, that these are the days of breaking out, that not only are you going to break through, but you're going to break out. And I want you to understand that this month we're going to be speaking about breaking out and breaking through. And as a matter of fact, the Lord has instructed me that I am to continue to preach this everywhere I go and in every means available, that He is the Lord God of the breakthrough. In 1 Chronicles 14:11, David named one of the places God enabled him to overcome his enemies, Baal-perazim, meaning the Lord who breaks out. I want you to declare that right now. I'm breaking out of every controlling power of my life. And I read an incredible book by Robert Sheridan many years ago, and it was Breaking Controlling Powers. And see, that's what people don't understand. Before there's many times a breakthrough, there has to be a breaking out. He is the Lord God of the breaking out. That means He will set you free. That He has called us unto freedom. He has called us unto liberty. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I want you to declare it right now. There is liberty in the name of Jesus. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. That God will enable you, God will empower you, and that 2018, you must set the expectation of the good things of God in your life. Can you get in agreement with me on that? You see, one of the greatest things that we are as ministers of the Gospels is ministers of hope. We bring expectation, and we bring a sense of, you know what, with God, all things are possible, because that's what the Word of God declares. And that God tells us and guarantees us that the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former house as we consider our ways. That's what the book of Haggai tells us, is that we consider our ways. And as we begin to break the controlling powers in our life, I want to give you a definition of, once again, what is breakthrough and what is breakout. A breakout is a forcible escape, typically from a prison, freedom from whatever formerly held us back. You know, those things that you're struggling with, God says His grace is sufficient. Those things that you're struggling with, God says that we have been given authority and power over every evil one and over the works of the evil one, that we have all powers been given unto us in the name, by the blood of Jesus, and through His word and the power of the Holy Spirit, and that God wants to see us break out. Forcibly escape. You know, you've got to use your faith, folks. In 2018, you can't afford to be passive. You can't afford to go, well, you know, whatever God wants to have happen, it'll happen. No, God works with us. You see, God works with us, confirming His word with signs following. And what is a breakthrough? A breakthrough is a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. A breakthrough is something that perhaps may have been sitting before you, but all of a sudden, it just, your eyes light up and you begin to see the truth of it. And what many people don't understand when it comes to the arenas of life and breakthrough, small signs can be powerful when you know what to expect and how your Heavenly Father works. You see, you've got to pray in anticipation of God's action. And so my heart for you today is that you would pray and that you would begin to believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. That you would begin to recognize the seasons and the times that we are in this very days. You know, when you look at the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ around the globe, can I tell you something? There, the majority of the world is seeing the advancement of Christianity accelerating. You know, sometimes in North America, we don't see it as much. Why? Well, folks, can I tell you what? We've got to just simply fall in love with Jesus. We've got to declare the message of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And sometimes we've gotten too complacent and too comfortable with our lives. You know, when we recognize that the majority of the world, they don't have what we have. And the majority of the world, they're seeking and desiring to know. Folks, how hungry are you? Are you believing to see God move? Are you willing to pray? Remember the story of Elijah and the record in the Word of God that declares how Elijah, okay, announced to the king of Ahab at God's instruction that an abundance of rain was on its way to break 3 years of drought in 1 Kings 18:41. The Hebrew word translated abundance means a noise, a sound, a multitude, not just a trickle, not a light shower, but Elijah committed by the word of his mouth that God was sending a heavy rain. I declare to you right now by the words of my mouth that there's a heavy rain of His glory, of His flourishing, and of His abounding in your life and across the north. Would you begin to declare it and decree it with me? It was time to pray, for God's prophetic promises are birthed through prayer. You know, folks, we've got to pray. We've got to pray for our wives and our husbands, our children and our daughters. We've got to pray for our cities. We've got to pray for our pastors. We've got to pray for the body of Christ. We've got to pray for our politicians. We've got to pray for the business community. We got to pray to take back everything that the enemy has stolen. And we have to pray for the prophetic word of God to come to pass, that these are the days of glory. These are the days of flourishing. These are the days of abounding. These are the days of breaking out and breaking through into new dimensions that God has for us. These are the days that as we consider our ways, that God is at work with us, through us, in us, and around us. I want you to declare that with me right now, that God is on the move. You see, two-thirds of God's name is go. He's forever on the move. God is never stationary. For when God stays put for a moment, the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, that there's a reason for when God stays put. It's to grow us. It's to nurture us. It's to mature us. And then it's time to advance the kingdom of God. Folks, it's time to advance. I want you to pray with me. I want you to take Elijah's example. And Elijah went into the birthing position when he prayed for rain. He sat and he cupped his head between his knees and he began to pray. And six times he prayed in anticipation. Each time he sent the servant to the horizon to seek the answer. And on the seventh time, his servant returned saying, "I see a small cloud, the size of a man's hand." It was far from the heavy rain that Elijah was waiting for, but the small sign was enough. Elijah told his servant to go meet the king and himself ran on ahead in the power of God. As they went, the heavy clouds started to gather and the first drops of rain began to fall. I declare it right now that if you'll pray with me this month, if you'll begin to believe God with me, in the name of Jesus, wherever two come together, you see, I'm going to come together in agreement with God. And then I'm going to ask you across this great network and around the world to come in agreement with me in the name of Jesus for the abundance of God's manifestation of His goodness to show forth, for His glory, His presence to flow across the north, to see healing, deliverance in people's life, to see people being set free from addictions and bondages and abusive relationships, to see people delivered from the powers of darkness into the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to where there is freedom. For freedom he hath set us free. Hallelujah. God wants you to see the small signs both test and strengthen your faith. It's in the small signs that you begin to see God move. However, the small sign is an indicator of an answer that is on its way. A small sign will build your faith because it's something tangible. It's a signal that the fullness of God is imminent. Oh, how I've seen this over the years, and different moves of God and different things of God I've been believing for. The small breakthrough, or the small breaking out, the small sign that God is at work. One person saved, one person healed. A prayer answered here, a miracle happening here of supply, of finances, of God just beginning to move. And deep down inside of me, I begin to go, yes, the Lord is on the move on my behalf, for he is working together with me. Folks, would we give God something to work with? Will we give God our faith? You know, I love Oral Roberts when he said, you know, that when people tell him, I have faith, he said, that's the problem. You still have it, for faith must be released. Will you release your faith this year? Will you release your faith this year with the prophetic declarations over your life, over your family, over your business, over your church, over your city, over your nation? Will you release the declarations that God has given? Will you grab hold of the small signs? You see, I see hunger in people everywhere I go. I see people desiring to know God and to know love. I see people hungry for spiritual truth. And they don't want religion. They want a real relationship with Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you right now, wherever you're at, perhaps you've never made Jesus Lord of your life and you're listening to this broadcast right now. You've turned on the radio station and you're going, who is this preacher that's preaching? Well, I believe that God is touching you by the power of his Holy Spirit. My name is Jeff Edwards. I love you. God loves you. I've been sent as a messenger, and I am preaching the good news of the gospel. What is the good news? That you don't have to be poor no more. What is the good news? That you can have all things restored to your life. What is the good news? That God is a healer. What is the good news? That God will break you free and set you free from the controlling powers that have dominated and divided and brought problems into your life, that God will deliver you. Just say that with me right now. God is my deliverer. You know, why would I fear man? For God is my deliverer. God is my reward. That's what God told Abraham. He said, Abraham, I will be your reward. You know what a reward is? Your benefit. Hallelujah. You know, God is, if you'll seek him with all of your heart, if you'll allow God to move into your life, if you'll just open your heart to the great things that God wants to do and recognize that what you've been looking for, the greatest key to your breakthrough, the greatest key to your breaking out, is to understand that God loves you. For the love of God is the power of God. The love of God is God himself coming into your situation and circumstances, breaking the controlling powers. And when God comes into your situation, things change. All your attitudes will change. The situations themselves will begin to change around you, and you'll begin to recognize that God is at work in your life. Would you just believe that God loves you? You're listening to this message. The gospel says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through the world it might be saved. God loves you. He wants to make you whole. Let 2018 be your year of wholeness. Let it be your year of the beginning of the manifestation of the flourishing and the abundance that you've been believing God. Now is not the time to quit. Now is the time to go into the Word of God. Now is the time to seek God. Now is the time to stand up in faith and believe with God. Now is the time to celebrate, for he is the Lord God of the breakthrough. You see, God gives David a set of instructions regarding his enemies, the Philistines. You see, listen to this. In a place that we had just read in 1 Chronicles chapter 14:11, that it is the Lord who breaks out. In that place, he is the master of the breakthrough. You see, God gave David a different set of directions. Listen to this. Do not go directly after them, but circle around them and attack them in front of the poplar tree. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the poplar trees, move out to battle, because that will mean God has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army. The sound of the marching in the tops of the trees, it was a small sound from God, but it was a signal of it was time to move. Has God given you a small sign? It may be a word or a prophetic insight. It may be that you're listening to me right now. That is a trickle of hope beginning to arise in your heart. It's the beginning of expectation. It's the beginning of faith coming alive in your heart today, that you're grabbing a hold of something and saying, yes, my life can be better. I can have what God says I can have. I am going to believe. I'm going to put the past behind me. And I'm going to walk free from the stains, the pains, and the chains of the past. And I'm going to move in a new direction in the name of Jesus. I'm going to see this God of the breakthrough live in my life. You see, just lift up your hands and begin to declare that God is the God of the breakthrough. Begin to declare that many times in our lives before we see the actual breakthrough, not only must there be a breaking out, but sometimes it feels like there's a breaking down. Oh, I know you may not want to hear that, folks, but I don't know about you, but the Bible says to not be weary in well-doing. The Bible says that, you know, I would have fainted had I not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. The Bible says that God put a fresh wind in David's sails. You know, folks, we're human beings. When we've been in a long-standing battle or we've been pressed up against the wall and we've tried everything and sometimes it just thing that it's not working. Have you ever felt like that, right? When things start to look up for you, then suddenly out of the blue, you get hit with something else that takes you backwards. Oh, you know, folks, I just so many times in my life, you know, I've just had to sit down and laugh because it seems like just when everything was coming at me and it couldn't get any darker, something else would hit me and all of a sudden the joy of the Lord would break loose in my life and I just start laughing at the devil because I'm like, man, I must be a real threat to him. You know, because he keeps heaping these things upon me. But yet, all of a sudden, the joy of the Lord. You know, God wants you to understand that just before a breakthrough in your life, things will often break down. I want you to get a hold of that. Just before the breaking of the dawn, it's the darkest time. Don't be discouraged if no matter what you're going through or if you're in a difficult time or things look opposite than what you expected. Though it's not God's will for us, it is a common experience. Breakdowns prior to getting a major breakthrough in your life. There are many examples throughout the Bible where it looked just the opposite before there was the great turnaround. It requires us to step up and contend for whatever it is that we might need in the midst of the times of the battles of your life for your health. You know, you contend for your health. You contend for your family. You contend for your finances. You contend for all the things that God has spoken to you. All that's happiness is not from God, and there will be a full restoration to all those who do not give up. Folks, don't give up. You know, recognize this, that we all been on the verge of the breakthrough. And then all of a sudden, it seems, what's going on? Because you're getting stronger. You're getting stronger. You know what? Before the weightlifter can lift the heavier weight, he's got to break down the old muscles and build them back up. Folks, that's exactly what's going on. You're not breaking down. You're breaking through and you're breaking out. Hallelujah. Breaking down is just one aspect of getting to the situation to where it can be rebuilt in a new strength that God has for you. God is strengthening you and preparing you for what is coming. I remember when I first went into the ministry so many years ago, and my pastor, I remember telling him all the situations and the circumstances that happened in the first 5 years in ministry, and he sat down and he smiled at me, and he just looked at me, and he said, son, he said, God's just getting you ready. You've just went through 20 years of experiences with people and buildings and facilities and all kinds of different things. God's preparing you. You've had 20 years of experience to strengthen you. Little did I know, God would use them early years in ministry to allow me to be able to go to Texas and work with Dr. Jerry Savelle and have some wisdom and insight that I never would have had to be able to help people in many different directions with small ministries and larger ministries. I was able to speak wisdom into their life because of the strength and the wisdom that I garnered through going through something. Folks, it's a cliche. It says whatever doesn't make you bitter will make you better, but it's very true. When you come on the other side and you aren't bitter, you're better. Why? Because God is faithful. T.D. Jakes says it this way. He says, if you ever find someone highly anointed, they were beat up and left for dead on the journey. You know, it's in the crushing of the olive that brings the oil to it. You know, it is the healing balm of Gilead that is applied to our heart and to our lives. It is that sweet smell that comes from the broken fragrance of our life that has been faithful to God, that God gives great glory to himself as we press in and press on. Folks, many times it seems like it's all over, but just when it seems the darkest, that's when you're ready for your greatest breakthrough. Begin to shout, begin to declare, begin to decree the prophetic utterances and declarations over your life. I go back many times and I pull out the declarations over my life. God promised me when I came to Canada that I would be blessed and my family would be blessed. And I've been here since 2004 in Northern Ontario working and ministering. And it doesn't always seem like my life's been blessed or my family's been blessed. There's been many struggles on the journey. There's been many things that have not worked out the way that I thought they'd work out. But can I tell you something? When I look back, my God is faithful. He's been faithful to supply. He's been faithful to sustain. And you know what? When I look back and I see the seasons in my life and I see the prophetic words that have and have not yet come to pass, I praise God for the ones that have and I praise God for the ones that haven't, because it was His word and His promise that He said He would bless me. That means empower us to prosper, to make us whole, to make cause us to flourish, to cause us to abound. God has given me that promise. And I'm expecting to see it in all the fullness and every little glimpse I get of it, I'm so thankful for. Folks, I want to encourage you right now that if God's given you a word, grab a hold of it. I remember the word that God has given us over the church in the valley, 1621 Valley View Road. Matter of fact, if you don't have a church home, come join us on Sunday mornings at 10:30, 1621 Valley View Road in Valcarain. Yes, we're in the valley, but can I tell you something? I used to drive an hour to get to church in Fort Worth, Texas. And I'll tell you, within a 15-minute drive of me were some of the great, great churches, but yet I'd drive an hour to be at the church that God wanted me to be at. I began going to church at T.D. Jakes when he first launched the church in Texas. And I remember going to that church, and I'll tell you what, people were waiting. You had to wait 30 minutes to get parked. Then they just herded you into the church, so to speak, because it was so packed with people that were hungry for God and hungry for deliverance and hungry for that word. And you know what? We went there until the Lord directed us to a church that was about 15 minutes from our house that we were remain faithful to until Dr. Savelle launched his church in Texas. And then we obviously were part of that. Folks, I want to tell you something right now, that a church alive is worth the drive. A church alive. Why do you go to church? Are you going to church as a religious thing? Or are you going to church to be part of advancing the kingdom of God? Are you going to a church as Jesus, He went to serve? If you're going to church, you should be there to serve. You should be there to encourage. You should be there to uplift. You know, if every person in this greater northern area would be at the church that God has instructed them to be, we'd be exploding all over the place in all the churches of God that are carrying the word of God. Folks, I can give you a personal invitation. Come visit us on Sunday morning. I'd love to shake your hand. I'd love to pray with you. Come be part of what God's doing. A church alive is worth the drive. I'll guarantee you this, that we'll love you. I'll guarantee you this, that we'll pray for you in the name of Jesus. So if you don't have a church home, come visit us. We'd like to shake your hand. And we want to encourage you that we want to help God get you ready for everything that He wants to do in your life. We want to take those breakdowns and see you through to the breakings out and the breaking throughs that God has for you. Listen to Romans chapter 8, verse 18. It says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Live each day with gratitude and joy while focusing your hope on the future and not on the current situation. At the same time, enjoy the present and make the most of every situation. God is about to use what seems like a setback to propel you into your destiny at a greater level. I just listened to an incredible record by Reinhard Bonnke, and he talked about how when he had the largest tent back in the 80s, and the tent seated 23,000 people, and it was totally destroyed. And he thought it was all over. And God said no, that He would be his covering. And from that tragedy of a huge tent where he was preaching to 23 to 25, 30,000 people, the next series of meetings he went to, the crowds began to swell to 70 because they were no longer contained under a tent. You see, what the devil meant for evil, God turned for good. I speak that into your life today. What the enemy means for evil, God will turn to good. Why? Because He is the Lord God of the turnaround. He is the Lord God of the breakthrough. He is the covenant-keeping God. He is your reward. He is the uplifter of your head. That He is your shield and He is your buckler. that He goes before you, He's around you, and that He is behind you. Hallelujah. That God is your all in all. And if you will trust Him, and if you will trust Him in the process, that whether you see a place right now that you seem like it's all breaking down, you've been faithful to God, get ready. Your greatest breakthrough is yet ahead of you. And that God is saying to you right now, declare it and decree it, that 2018 is the year for His glory, His flourishing, His abounding, for the breaking out of every controlling power and the breaking through into new realms of the blessing of God. This is Jeff Edwards. I want you to know that we love you. We're praying for you. We want to hear from you. Would you go online to restorechurch.ca, restorechurch.ca, and send us a note, send us a message. I'd love to direct you and give you some free teaching there. And just, if you're in the greater Sudbury area, we'd love to shake your hand. And remember to tune in every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, live across the network with Impact, as we bring you a good, encouraging word to change and to shift your world into the greater things that God has for you. Remember, 2018 is days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. The days of the greatest breaking throughs that you've ever seen in your life, and you're breaking out from every controlling power. You're declaring and decreeing it over your life. This is Jeff Edwards saying, we love you. God loves you. Remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. I'd like to take just a moment, and I'd like to personally invite you to come join Pastor May and myself every Sunday at 10:30 right here at 1621 in Valley View Road in Valcarron. You know, we'd love to see you and shake your hand and pray with you. We have a wonderful body of believers that love the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'd like to invite you to be part of our church family. You know, when you become part of what God is doing, things begin to change in your life. You know, don't be distracted. Don't be set aside. Put God first. And as you put God first, learn to be trained, learn to be equipped, and learn this, that you have much to offer and much to give as well as much to receive. That's the importance of a church family. I want to see your 2018 be an incredible year. So join us this Sunday, would you please? Join May and I Sunday at 1621 Valley View Road, Valcarron. Call us at the church office, 705-588-7600, or go online to restorechurch.ca. You can even watch us live on our website, restorechurch.ca. God bless. We love you. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Pastor Jeff. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by Neocon. For all your Poured Foundation needs, call 969-1626.